Hey, 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 Digital Sister, and I'm back with Digital Sister, episode 72. Hope you had a great week. Well, you know I have to weigh in on all the political fray that was going down last week with the campaigns of Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Barack Obama, their surrogates, as they're now calling them, their supporters, and the kind of stuff that's been going on. Well, it kind of got started, I think, when Senator Clinton, lost the caucus in Iowa, and Senator Barack Obama came out as the winner. One of the first interesting comments we heard as former President Bill Clinton was coming out, you know, to support her and everything, he said, "I can't make her," well, we should say, "We can't make her tall, we can't make her a man," of the loss. Now, doesn't that smack of familiarity when early on John Edwards wasn't doing so good in the polls and people were going after Hillary and Barack Obama, and John Edwards' wife, Elizabeth, said, "Well, we can't make John a woman and we can't make John black." Now, those are similar comments, and I talked about it before in a podcast, which really, I think, gets back to the underlying feelings about race. I hate to say the word racism, but those feelings, those things that come up, it's the New World Order. The whole candidacy of Senator Barack Obama is shaking things up. And no matter how liberal I think some people think they are or how acceptable they are to certain groups, it really comes down to how they really, really feel. And it's very interesting to me that those same kind of comments came from former President Bill Clinton. It's New World Order, and I think no matter what they say, they're really having issue with the idea that here is a very viable African-American man who is very different than the two past African-American men who've run for president before. I'm talking about Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton. Didn't come out of the church, didn't come out of that whole minister type of mode, but very, very much an independent on his own. So it's very interesting that the things are going on and the comments that are coming up. And then as it goes along, what happens now is you have Senator Clinton saying comments on Martin Luther King's birthday on his day, basically that, yes, he had the dream, he had the will, but his dream couldn't happen unless Lyndon Johnson, a president, made this happen. And yes, that is partially true, but I think the way things came out, it didn't sit well with the African American community. And so the last week, you're seeing both campaigns having to come out and clarify what they have said. You have Andrew Cuomo saying a comment referring to Senator Barack Obama as shuck and jive. We know where those comments come from. Then you have Bob Johnson, who introduced Senator Clinton, I believe at a rally in South Carolina, and said, well, you know, Bill and Hillary have been invested with African Americans forever, and you know, they've always been there, and Senator Obama was doing whatever he was doing, you know, he said in his book. And clearly he was speaking about, and Senator Obama had in his book that he experimented with some drug use in his youth and put it out there. It was in his book, you know, that he wrote 10 years ago. And so Bob Johnson, you know, put his foot in it and had to go on a lot of the black talk shows, radio talk shows, to clarify what he meant, and then try to say that, well, I was talking about him being a community organizer, and he really can't think that people are that stupid to believe that. We all know what he was referring to. And so it's been a week of putting out all these little fires, but really what they are nothing but distractions. And if they are not careful, these distractions could really turn people off and put another candidate back into office that we don't want to see there, you see. Race is going to be there because, you're having an African American man in that position, and people are freaking out. He's shaking things up. They don't know what to do. And the fact that he won the Iowa caucus from Iowa, which has to be the whitest state in America, and it showed that it is possible and that people are actually voting for him. And it's shaking things up. And so people are really having to wrestle with the idea of, yes, they may believe in the words of Martin Luther King and, you know, judging people by the content of their character, not by their color, et cetera, et cetera. But when the reality of a black man putting himself in an area where not too many have gone before and competing on a level with people who thought that they had a shoe in and competing on a level with basically just as much money is really putting people in a tizzy. And so those people who want to say that race is not an issue, you know, say these little comments and put it out there, and then they have to backtrack. And so my advice would be, and they're doing it now, is stay away from that stuff, because all you're going to do is turn people off and it's going to backfire. And that's what you don't want to happen. And that's what some of the other candidates would love to see happen. And so, naively, probably what the other side will say is, well, we don't really get into race and have to deal with that. No, you don't, because you don't have an African-American candidate running on the Republican side, so you won't even touch that. But naively, people will say, well, the Republicans aren't getting so caught up in race, and so we might want to vote that way. So, again, you have to temper, I think, some feelings. And as Senator Clinton said, you're going to have to rein in some of your, quote, surrogate supporters who may say things that may ultimately cost you votes. And I hope that she doesn't have Bob Johnson out there introducing her again, because I think that would be a problem for her. And hopefully a lot of the people that are coming on board and taking sides and standing up to introduce candidates will use common sense and think before they speak. Even though they're very rich, even though they're powerful, clearly it shows that sometimes they don't really have the right mindset and clearly haven't thought about what they said, you know? So I hope that they will move away from this and just really get back to the issues that are really affecting people. I mean, Michigan has the worst economic state in the country. People are suffering so much. People are suffering all across this country so much. And so, you know, in those states where the auto industry has basically gone away and those jobs have gone away, you have candidates saying retraining. Well, retrain for what? Where are you going to get the money to retrain people, and what are you retraining people for? You have to have the industry. Yes, you could retrain them possibly to do some green things, but you're going to have to retrain a whole lot of people. And even if you train them, where would the jobs be? Where would the jobs be? And so I think we're going to have to hold a lot of the candidates accountable to really hear how they're going to fix things. You just can't say, we're going to retrain, we're going to do it. How are you going to do it? And if you do retrain, where are you going to place people? And if it's not the auto industry, what other industry can different states find that they could turn into something successful that people in their states would be able to have a good income, maybe get on the ground floor of new industries, which happens to be a lot of the green industries, the ethanol with the corn, things like that. It's got to be a fundamental shift in looking at what we do. Things are so different now, even 10 or 20 years ago, and a lot of the candidates, you know, are out of touch. They're really out of touch. And so I think we have to really hold them accountable to say, how are you going to fix these things? Because there are a lot of problems in this country, and it just can't be done with a soundbite and with people not really challenging them to really provide some substance as to how they're going to address issues. So, again, I think this is a very exciting time, because we haven't seen people so revved up and energized about a presidential campaign in years. So I think it's great. I think the candidacy of Senator Clinton and the candidacy of Senator Obama have really gotten people revved up, whether you're for them or against them, doesn't matter. It's just got people revved up, and people are talking, which is good. People are disagreeing, which is good. People are really wanting solutions. People are engaged, and I think that is really what this is all about. So, again, you know, try to find candidates that answer the questions for you, and really look for the best candidate that you feel is going to really fix this country, because that is what we need. Let me move on. Isn't that something about Oprah? My God, she's got her own network, own in quotation marks, Oprah Winfrey Network. I think it's so phenomenal, and she's going to do some interesting things. I mean, this woman is a media powerhouse. There is nothing that she doesn't have her hands in, and I think it's just absolutely wonderful. And I think the good thing is that she really strives to do something positive and good with media, not just the blood and gore and, let's say, reality show stuff. She's really trying to do interesting programming that really feeds the mind, educates, uplifts, moves people forward. So I say kudos to Oprah and kudos to the Discovery Channel for being able to come together and figure out something that would save their network, but then would give Oprah a vehicle to do even more good, you know, with what she does. So I think it's great. I can't wait to see what kind of programming she's going to have on and what she will be doing. I think that's very, very, very cool. Now, let's talk about, Essence Magazine. Now, remember, I think it was last week we got the news that Susan Taylor had stepped down or whatever. And so now there's information about the editor, Angela Burt Murray, who talks about the goals. So clearly they are moving away from the Susan Taylor era and putting more information about these new people. Well, they're not new, but the magazine without Susan Taylor. And so they're talking about the direction, and we knew that it would change because they are now owned by Time Warner. And Time Warner is just a mega, mega conglomerate. And so what you're going to see, and in my opinion, you're probably seeing that now, is you're going to see the magazine, I think, going for more fluff, more glamour with the celebrities, because she said they're going to be doing more things making Essence visible in Hollywood. Time Warner. So I think you're going to see a bit more of a shift from probably the issues and discussions that really made Essence what it is, and you're going to see it probably morph into more of a fluff magazine, in my opinion, that's going to look like all the other magazines. And so I think that's what's going to happen. You know, the Susan Taylor era is over. The Dr. Grant era is over. And they're going to be cranking out a magazine that is just more like everything else. I don't think it's going to be anything too distinguishable. But you're going to see more fluff, more stars, more celebrity pieces. That seems to be what drives the magazines and the media these days. And every now and then you'll find something with some substance. But it's going to be interesting. They're going to be doing a luncheon to honor women in the movie industry. So I'm wondering, too, how that will affect the Essence Music Festival, because so far, with some of the information about Essence, we haven't heard anything about that. So I'm wondering if that will take place again, and I'm wondering how that will be totally without some of the old guard there. So I did go to it in 2004, which I thought was big fun. Then, of course, Hurricane Katrina came, and it was disastrous, and then it went back to New Orleans last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out, because as the magazine changes, so has the Essence Music Festival. They're going with a younger audience, younger types of things, and I've heard complaints from people who had gone in the past that they don't really like the direction. So I think it's just a time of change, and we'll just have to see how the dust settles. But it definitely is not going to be the Essence that we knew and grew up with. Now, we're talking a little bit about Eddie Murphy. He seemed to have married Tracy Edmonds in the Bora Bora, and there was some conflict or some, controversy about if the marriage was even legitimate, because they have a rule where you have to live there for 30 days, and so they hadn't. So there was some question about whether the marriage was even legal. But then they're bringing up the fact that Eddie has some pretty strict rules. He sounds like an absolute control freak, that his previous wife, Nicole, was expected to, you know, have breakfast in full makeup and look absolutely beautiful all the time. And any person who worked at the house, gardeners, repair people, whatever, anybody caught looking at her was instantly fired. But they're saying, which I thought was very interesting too, how can you put all this pressure on your woman that they have to do this, that, and the other, and they've got to be eye candy for you, but how do you explain Johnny Gill living in the wing of the house? And so those are the questions. So you've got rules for everybody else, but I guess you have rules for yourself. So basically what they're saying is that maybe Tracy got herself into something maybe that she's not anticipated. So we'll see how long that lasts, because I have a feeling it's not going to last real long. But, of course, we will wait and see about that. Looks like Beyonce's doing some interesting things with technology. She's getting into the text messaging business, too, with something called Beyonce Fashion Diva, where people will be able to, act like a fashion diva, you know. Doubles as a mobile game with an online social networking component, which immerses players in a world of self-expression, confidence, and style. There's also the fashion line there will be on there that they will be able to access. They'll be able to play games and do different things, matching accessories, so you can be a real life diva. So I thought that's kind of interesting. And so she also has something with text messaging where you text BDIVA to 55655, and she's involved in text messaging too. So very interesting. Very interesting. I think text messaging is in its infancy, and there's so many uses for it. We at the United Black Fund are utilizing text messaging by using Dr. Grant writing inspirational messages that people can subscribe to via our website, www.ubfogc.org. Very cool. Everybody's on the cutting edge. Well, it looks like Jill Scott is doing some interesting things herself, and following in the lines of Queen Latifah, she's entered into a joint venture with Ashley Stewart Stores, and she's going to be creating a line of intimate apparel for the plus-size woman called the Butterfly Collection by Jill Scott. And I think that's very, very cool. So, again, she's someone who is branching out and doing some very interesting things, and her Blues Bay Foundation is redoing, it's called the Cecil B. Moore Recreation Center. So she's getting involved in doing that. So I think it's great that not only are a lot of entertainers entertaining us and singing, but they've created foundations, and they are doing some interesting things within their respective hometowns to help their communities and help the young people in their communities do some really neat things. I think that's cool. I love Jill Scott. Great music, great artist. Happened to see her live her first tour when her first CD, Who Is Jill Scott, came out. So, very cool. Looks like Kimora is having a relationship with Jaimin Hansu. We heard about that a little while ago, but now they seem to be going more public with that. So I think it's kind of interesting that mix has happened. Hey, kudos to you, because it seemed like Russell was probably somewhat difficult. He wanted to do his own thing, continuing to chase after the young model. So, hey, I'm glad that she's moved on and found somebody that she thinks is pretty cool too. Well, in any event, I think that's it for today. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the political stuff before it got too old. And just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, make the best choices. You know, try not to get sidetracked or distracted by the things that are going on in the media. And remember, I talked about that in a previous podcast with the North American treaty that's going on and the whole New World Order and how those people who are controlling things want you to be distracted as they do things and take away our rights and just do things that we're not aware of. So, you know, don't be distracted by the side things. Just be real focused on the issues, what the candidates stand for, what you feel that they will do, and look for a candidate that really has a plan to fix this country. That is what everybody's clamoring for change, clamoring to fix things, and clamoring to find a president who, yes, will be a good world citizen, but who will not neglect the issues that we face here within our own country. We need a president who has vision for the United States, not vision for the Middle East and every place else. We need a president who has vision for us, because this country is a great country, but there's too many negative things going on right now that we have to fix. And, you know, the time is now. If we wait too much longer, we're going to have even worse problems. So, again, don't be distracted. Stay focused and find people who really have a plan to fix all of the wrong things that are going on today. In any event, let me get off my soapbox, because I'll go on for another 20 minutes, which we don't want to do. But anyway, have a great week. Thank you for tuning in and continuing to pass the podcast around. As I say, the revolution will not be televised. The revolution is on radio. Digital Sister signing out. Have a great week. Sing, I'm a little bit of 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 a little